USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Federal prosecutors intend to indict Hunter Biden by September 29th on gun charges, as per a recent court filing.
The charges weren't specified in the documents, but they relate to a gun possession case involving Hunter Biden, who was accused of possessing a firearm as a drug user. U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss, recently designated as a special counsel, mentioned the goal of indictment before September 29th and a status report required by a judge. I'm John Schaefer.
The historic impeachment of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton took a turn towards scandal Wednesday. The first witness called by impeachment managers in Austin testified about an extramarital affair Paxton was having with a donor's employee. Jeff Materia was Paxton's top lieutenant at the Texas AG's office. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll serve out the remainder of his current term and that he will remain in leadership. With reporters crowding around him, McConnell had this to say about the U.S. Capitol Physicians report released on Tuesday.
Dr. Monahan's report addressed was concerns people might have that some things that happened to me did happen. They didn't.
Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. Tuberville tells Fox News he's convinced the fight for Ukraine may be a lost cause for America.
This wasn't going to end up well for Ukraine. We pretty much got Ukraine into this mess. We can't get them out. Somebody needs to go to Russia, like Joe Biden, and talk them out of what's going on and get this thing settled before we get into a world war.
The U.S. on Wednesday announced hundreds of millions of dollars more would be going to help with emergency and humanitarian needs in Ukraine, as well as another $175 million toward military weapons support. This is USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee ruling that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Cheeseborough will go to trial together on October 23rd. McAfee issued the ruling from the bench during a hearing in Atlanta on Wednesday. McAfee said defense lawyers for Cheeseborough and Powell had not yet met the legal standard needed to separate themselves from one another. He also said that two lengthy trials would clog up the court calendar and inconvenience jurors.
We respect the court's decision. Clearly, we're going to be tried alongside Ms. Powell, but we will file additional motions to make sure that the trial that we have with Ms. Powell is fair and that the jury judges everyone.
During a surprise trip to Ukraine Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken detailed $1 billion in additional U.S. support for Ukraine. Blinken says funding's going to more than just military weapons support.
We're making new investments to enhance the transparency of Ukraine's institutions and to bolster the rule of law so that Ukraine's democracy is even more responsive to the needs of its people.
In Wednesday's announcement, Blinken also called on Russia to return to the Black Sea Grain Initiative. You may not want to throw away your expired at-home COVID test just yet.
Amid a fresh surge in COVID cases in the U.S., the FDA is extending expiration dates for a number of at-home COVID test products. You're encouraged to check the FDA website for brand-specific extensions. Public health authorities say that all viable at-home tests can detect new COVID strains. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.